This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvindya Braj
and Christine Wong.
We've been asking you a question. The question is, do you have a dress code when you're working from home? And if so, what is it? This is because a recent study has pointed to a connection between the clothes we wear when working and mental health decline over the last year. Apparently, choosing to work in your pajamas can have serious implications on not just productivity, but overall mental well-being as well. Do we have any updates on the polls?
The poll, slight update, 8% say yes, so slightly more. 51% for no home clothes, 28% for only during meetings, and 12% for pajamas all the way. A couple of responses to the 7-Up thing. Azlan says it's Fido Dido, Rich, or Fido Dido. And Piansky says the 7-Up character is Fido Dido.
Also, according to 5268, it's Fido Dido. Thank you very much. Huh. You guys are paying attention to what we're saying, but not taking part in our vote. What is wrong with you? Over on Instagram, what have we got?
We have quite a lot of responses on Instagram, although the poll hasn't changed. It's still 83% for no and 17% for yes. Shoba96 does say pajamas. YZ-chan says, just in case there's an impromptu virtual meeting, I try to wear a presentable top. And then on the other hand, Vincent Tan has said topless. So
Vincent, please.
Vincent. Zainal says, must take a bath and I wear casual formal clothes, and I don't really know what casual formal means, but okay. Dim RNM says Hawaiian shirts, which you got a style.
Okay. Yeah. He's been,
it's breezy.
Yeah, he's been watching too much Matt Armitage.
Blue Chief says a black shirt and shorts, so at least it looks smart on the screen. Actually, that's a good point. Afifa I says tudung for those on the spot group photos. Anis Aslinda says video ready, but more casual than previous office wear. What I think is Wednesday, but without the vowels, says casual wear, but not PJs. Cal NJH says collar shirt at least, and I hope this last person is joking. Said Nazif Al Zawawi says towel.
Yeah,
I well, hope that's a joke.
We should have a talk about that.
That's not.
Don't do towels.
Don't do
please.
That.
You know, at least put on a t-shirt. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, you could go viral for all the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons. All it takes is for your little camera to fall, and that's it. You're done. Okay, final story of the day. In a bid to tackle underemployment, Grab Malaysia are aiming to create equal access to income whilst encouraging supplementary income opportunities via the digital economy. According to the managing director, Sean Goh, he said, as homegrown technology enabler and proponent of the digital economy, the initiative is aimed at creating new income opportunities with public and private partners coming together to improve livelihoods amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, we believe the key solution would be to facilitate access and alleviate barriers to these flexible income opportunities. Grab Malaysia plans to work more seamlessly with the government and other relevant parties for Malaysians to access better, flexible and supplementary incomes through the National Employment Council, the NEC. He goes and said more focus will be given to those finding alternative ways of earning, especially people with disabilities, retirees and single parents, with the support of the government and other industry parties. He noted that the company recently refreshed its Grab Benefits program, more on that in a moment, to include initiatives to upskill and improve the financial resilience of more than 120,000 drivers and delivery partners. Grab Benefits is a first of its kind benefits program for Malaysia's gig economy, aimed at safeguarding the livelihoods and welfare of Grab's drivers and delivery partners. In addition, the company has garnered over 130 million ringgit in sales to help businesses stay afloat through the Shop Malaysia Online initiative and e-commerce drive introduced under the National Economic Recovery Plan, as well as other initiatives under the ePenjana program. Quote, today we are honoured to be part of our government's NEC initiative, working together with private partners to improve livelihoods amidst the unprecedented pandemic. Earlier this month, the Prime Minister held a virtual NEC meeting with representatives from the corporate sector, education and industry players to work together and address the rising unemployment rate through initiatives under the budget. Sean went on to say continuous efforts will be taken in creating awareness and visibility for local entrepreneurs and to equip them with the tools to thrive in the digital economy. He also went on to say that Grab Malaysia is committed to putting in the hard work alongside the government, community and like-minded industry players to create even more equal opportunities in the service industry. I went over to Grab's website to look at the Grab benefits that they've currently got. Three big ones right now is one is Protect, so on-the-road savings. So they get partners will get fuel, vehicle maintenance, telco savings, and even a free cup of coffee at Grab driver pit stops to lower the operational costs. Quality of living, they have another one called Prepare. So they say, you're a valuable partner to us. Your protection, comfort, and conveniences are on our minds. Grab benefits offer accident coverage and lets you contribute to SOXO, EPF coming soon, and Zakat. Empower, so financial resilience. So they say, your personal growth and financial security matters to us. Achieve your financial goals by learning new skills at Grab Academy and access to Grab financing programs coming soon that suit your needs. All great initiatives, I think.
Yeah. So this we've spoken like many times about how like delivery providers and like service providers like Grab, like Foodpanda, food delivery guys, there's always been that slight controversy of whether they are sort of partners and drivers, whether they are full-time staff or part-time staff or freelancers. Like, what kind of benefits do they get from the company itself? Like, no one's arguing that these companies are like essential, especially during the MCO. Like, they've been a huge help. All of them, Foodpanda, Grab, all of them. But how do the drivers themselves benefit in the long run? So looking at this, it looks like there are some steps, not all steps, but at least there are some proactive steps taken to safeguard and sort of give the drivers future potential working there. Because once you reach your cap, like where do you go, right?
Right, right.
After that, yeah.
I was speaking to a delivery rider yesterday. And it was getting on fairly late, and I wanted to order something from the Grab Mart or whichever it was. I wanted some soda water, right? Mm. It's something simple that I could normally have gone down to the store to buy, but it was late, and I'm like, well, okay, let's see if I could order some. And so I ordered some soda water through the Mart, and the rider messaged me and said, can you cancel the order? Because I am being sent from this part of town to that part of town, and for me to bring you 4 cans of soda water, it's going to take me half an hour, and from that, I'm only going to make 4 ringgit. So I look at this, you know, obviously there are still things that need to be ironed out.
Yeah.
But also I have to remember that it still was Chinese New Year, so there's an awful lot of riders on holiday, not back at work. So little issues like this and still little niggling points need to be ironed out, you know, because they're not making a lot of profit on that. And so you decide to give these people a little bit of a tip. But you're right. You know, these little benefits are a step in the right direction to kind of look at these people. They've really helped us out in the last year, for sure.
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah? I mean, imagine what we would like, the amount of dependency on the services themselves just to get food and getting people to stay at home because you have that option.
I mean, and pretty much I think that I've kept Lazada and Lala moving business over the last year, you know? it's almost felt like a revolving doorway at my place with parcels coming in and out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, time for us to wrap up. I want to say thank you for all of your tweets, your Instagram messages, and of course, your votes. The final numbers are?
The final numbers are 8% for yes, they have a dress code, 51% for no, home clothes, 28% for only during meetings, and 12% for pajamas all the way.
That was the lead story about how wearing a certain set of clothes at home can affect your productivity and in turn your mental health. We then moved on to a story about
rebranding during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Finally, wrapping up with how Grab Malaysia aims to create equal access to income. Now, if you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast and have a listen back a little bit later on via the BFM app, which is available in the App Store or Google Play. Stick around, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with the Polish ambassador to Malaysia. And when it comes to Malaysia-EU trade relations, attention is often focused on countries like Germany and France. But what you may not know is that Poland is a sizable consumer of Malaysian goods, particularly palm oil and rubber products. To find out more, have a listen to that. It's coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on BFM. To take us into the break, it's the International Noise Conspiracy with New Empire Blues. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow here at noon on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.